After years of deliberation, Monroe County will be sorting and selling its own recyclables, perhaps as soon as December of this year. WFHB correspondent David Murphy visited with Larry Barker, executive director of the Monroe County Solid Waste District, and Steve Volan, president of the district board of directors, for today's community report.
The idea is that collecting recyclables isn't the end of the line. In order to be able to sell them for what they're worth, which is more than trash, they need to be baled into a rectangular cube the size of a semi-truck or a rail car. And that's when, that's how they get sold on the open market. And not only are we not getting what that's where you get the full commodity value of a batch of plastic or aluminum or whatever commodity you're recycling. Over the years, we haven't necessarily been able to guarantee that all of our recycling is getting recycled, let alone that we as a community are getting the market value for those commodities. And the MRF will allow us to not only get the market value effort for our commodities, but to guarantee that everything that comes to that facility will be recycled.
Okay, and for the last few years that this is being talked about, this concept of doing more to handle the recyclable materials, I think it was originally conceived that there would be a dual stream MRF.
It wasn't original. The original idea 5 years ago now was for the district to build a facility simply big enough to process the recyclables already coming to it. We actually approved that as a board 5 years ago, but the director at the time, Larry Barker, after getting the approval, realized that there would be a greater demand from the community than just what's already coming into the district. And so we started looking at bigger facilities to handle waste from the city of Bloomington, from IU, and so on. It was only the beginning of this year that he brought forward the concept of a dual stream MRF that would handle not only the existing recyclables that we get, but that could also handle the entire waste stream, the stuff that's not separated, that would take in all trash and effectively be a transfer station, but that would take the vast majority of that content out of the waste stream and make it recyclable, organic waste and the like.
A dual stream MRF is a clear stream, which we are doing now, and the second piece is what is called a waste stream. Legislation was passed this year that has the goal for the state of Indiana to pull 50% of the recyclable material out of the waste stream. David, everybody doesn't recycle. We found that in this community, probably 35 to 38% at best is the recycling percentage in this community of Monroe County, of Bloomington. And we're a very progressive community. So what a dual stream MRF does is has the clean stream for everybody who does curbside, everybody who does our blue bins, all of the other small little community actions like Chad Roeder's down behind the city of Bloomington. That's all clear stream. That part of the recyclables has never actually touched the waste stream because the homeowners and the citizens of Monroe County have already pulled them out. The dual stream or the waste stream is those residents or municipalities or community members who decide not to recycle. They just put all of it in a trash container and it's picked up as trash. We call that municipal solid waste. The dual stream is a process by which you dump all of that municipal solid waste and it goes through a conveyor process with tumblers and bag breakers and magnetrons and eddy currents and optical readers and air and vacuum, and it actually pulls and sucks out those recyclables that's in that waste stream. Studies have shown that greater than 60% of the waste stream has recyclable content in it. So our goal, as well as the mission of the district, has always been to reduce the waste stream. And the only way we can effectively reduce the waste stream is through a waste stream material recovery facility process. Pull those recyclables out of the waste stream so they don't go to a landfill for final disposal.
So rather than try to advance a one giant facility that would do both streams, we elected instead to try to build such facility in stages. It would all be at the landfill. Each stage doesn't require the other stage to exist. If we build a waste stream later on top of a clean stream facility, you know, that's fine. It can use the same land and the same buildings and most of the same equipment. So the board wasn't ready to decide on going ahead with a waste stream MRF, but they were ready to decide to accept the clean stream MRF that was approved last month. Hopefully we can have it built by the end of the year. So, and then the waste stream would be a separate challenge to design, approve, and build.
It's anticipated that the cost of operating the facility and the capital investment and such would be offset by the amount of money that the district gets back by selling.
Yes, we anticipate that the existence of the clean stream MRF alone will reduce our expenses by, I think it's about $100,000 a year. So that's a win, you know.
How would it affect the current contract with Hoosier Disposal?
They're not related. We're already separating recycling from municipal solid waste. This is only for recyclables that we are already collecting here at this site and at our four rural sites. Our legal counsel has determined that the contract we have with Hoosier Disposal Republic Services would not in any way be affected by our construction of this facility. If we were to build a waste stream portion of a MRF, a waste stream function, that would materially, that is described in the contract, and that would affect the contract, but we're not there yet.
When do you expect this operation to be up and running?
The capital cost associated with this is around $255,000, I believe. That's already part of the 2015 budget. However, the Solid Waste Board can go in and request that we go ahead with a special appropriation, which is ask for more money that's already in our budget, okay?
The dollars we would spend on January 1st that have already been approved through due process are the same dollars that we would spend now if we spent them 3 months early. We're going to be asking the board to approve those dollars now rather than in January. There's no reason to wait.
So if it's approved, when should it be up and running?
About 120 days after the approval. In other words, after County Council approves the additional appropriation of the dollars into the 2014 budget, about 120 days is all it's going to take us to have it up and operational.
Okay.
Thank you, David.